And before we get into the first items, I just wanted to, for the public, the name tags went, disappeared tonight, so I'm just going to introduce everybody on the dais. I'm Janelle Cornell, I'm the Planning and Zoning Manager. We have Mr. Workman, Mr. Rickards, Chairman Callaway, Mr. Hudson, Mr. Mills, Mr. Sharp is the board's attorney, and Mrs. Norwood is the recording secretary.
Thank you for that. First case, please.
The first case tonight is 11,659. Linda S. McHugh seeks a variance to reduce the side yard setback, section 115-25C of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the south side of Mission Place, approximately 1,400 feet east of Mount Joy Road. The 911 address is 26774 Mission Place, Millsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, Map 29, Parcel 299. Specifically, they are requesting a 3.7-foot variance off of the 15-foot side yard setback for a garage. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and no mail returns. Thank you.
Chairman Callaway, how are you?
Good evening, sir. Yourself?
Good. I represent...
Sir, is she going to testify?
She will, yes.
Okay. We may want to get her sworn in then before we start.
Come on up here, ma'am. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Linda S. McHugh, 9552 Forest Drive, Seaford, Delaware, 19973.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
I represent the estate of Jack L. Yerish. Mr. Yerish died test day, a resident of Delaware, on October 29, 2014. Mrs. McHugh was appointed as executor of his estate. His wife, Nancy Yerish, had predeceased him, dying on October 31st, 2006. Mr. and Mrs. Yerish purchased the property from Mr. and Mrs. Fink on June 29th, 1988. Approximately a year later, and we know this from the property record card, a year later, he did get a building permit to construct a garage, which is the subject of this hearing today. The building permit was issued on July 20th, 1989. It did reference a garage, 26 by 28, 728 square feet. We did attempt to locate the documents in the record card as far as the building permit, and we were advised that those were no longer available given the lapse of time. Mrs. McHugh was sworn in, but again, as executor of the estate, she had no involvement whatsoever in the construction of the garage or the or what transpired. again, the property has sat there for over 35 years unchanged. The prospective purchasers of the property certainly want to obtain a variance and make sure that they're in compliance. And Mrs. McHugh is sworn in. If you have any questions of her as executrix of the estate, she can certainly address those issues, but this is a case where she had no involvement in the construction at all.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, we'll see if there's any questions then from members of the board. I'm going to start with you then, Mr. Rickards.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chair. You're saying that there was no certificate of compliance issued at that time?
We can't find it. We were informed that they had been destroyed or weren't available.
Okay.
But the only thing we could get was the property record card, which just showed the...
Sure, yeah. And so the problem really is that it's over to 600 square feet, and you had to appear here before you could make the transaction.
Yes, that's correct.
Before the, what is it, the bank?
Yes.
Okay. No other questions.
Mr. Morgan?
Was the garage and has all built at the same time?
Oh, within a year. The property was purchased in June of 88, I'm sorry, and 89. The garage was constructed in July of 89.
No other questions.
Okay. Yeah, we were in business at that time, so they must have lost it somewhere.
Mr. Mills?
Not sure all the standards for granting a variance were addressed, if you'd like to elaborate.
Um, a, Again, it's my understanding that we have addressed the criteria for a variance as part of the application. That is, that this is my client had no involvement in creating the problem, and the problem can't be solved without economic waste, which would be essentially a total destruction of the garage. Again, the garage has sat there for over 35 years. Certainly, there's been no complaints from any of the adjoining property owners. The garage has been there for that length of time. And again, my client can't speak as to what transpired, but she can testify that apparently that the decedent did obtain a building permit and proceeded in good faith with the county requirements. And what we're requesting is the minimum that we can request to correct a problem which reflects something that's been in existence for 35 years.
Is this the way the property is developed? Is it in character of the neighborhood?
Yes.
Okay. No other questions.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Well, excuse me, along the same lines, you've not had any neighbors or anything or anybody and complained to you about the garage in question?
Not at all. In fact, you know, the garage has been near part of the neighborhood for a quarter century.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Are there any further questions? Mr. Sharp?
Just a few. Is the garage on a foundation?
Yes.
Okay. So it's not something that could be shifted over 3.7 feet?
That's correct.
All right. And you had referenced that it's 35 years old.
It's actually 25.
25, okay. I just want to make sure I was clear on how old it was.
25.
Okay, I have no further questions.
Okay, hearing no further questions.
Actually, just one. Sure. Ms. McHugh, did you hear the statements made by Mr. Ellis?
Yes.
Do you believe them to be true and correct?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. No further questions?
No further questions.
Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there any? You're in favor of it, sir? Okay.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Don Weber, 26774 Mission Place, Millbrook, Delaware.
Two B's?
One B.
One B, okay. And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I swear.
Thank you.
Good evening,
good
Mr.
evening,
Chairman
sir.
And Board. My name is Don Weber. I have come to know Ms. McHugh because I purchased a property from her. I have talked with the posting of the notice in front. I have talked to all my neighbors. They don't have any objections. Okay. It is very much in character. I'm keeping that side yard in character with the neighboring property, and everybody's on board with it.
Okay.
That's all I wanted to say.
All right. Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,659 for the following reason. The uniqueness of the property, of course, has been stated by the applicant that the situation, uniqueness situation where they purchased the property and it was in violation at that time, and they're trying to purchase this property. Also, the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The applicant has stated that the garage cannot be removed, that it's on a foundation, located on a hard foundation. And the hardship and practical difficulty, of course, is not being created by the applicant. It was created before she got involved here, or they got involved. The variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. They've also stated that. And the requested variance is a minimum that would afford relief.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,659. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,659 is approved. Yes, ma'am.